Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, it's as you know, today is February 29th. Well, I mean, the day of recording, it is February 29th, so it is a leap year.
And
so...
happy birthday, Superman. I just learned that today.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so it's the end of the month slash beginning of the month, and that means a new season has arrived, and this season is the Season of Wonder. You know, we got a lot of new stuff coming in to the season. We got new research breakthrough box containing, you know, what?
Also, hope everybody had a good Pokemon Day. Continue, Jay. Just want to throw that out.
Yes. As I was saying, the research breakthrough box is going to be featuring the following: Goomy, Hisuian, Sneasel, Frufruhu, Alchemy Shiny. And it's also going to be including Sandygast, Jangmo-O, however you say that
Jangmo.
Name. Jangmo? Is it Jangmo?
Jangmo, yeah, I'm 90% sure.
Huh, weird. And then Double.
Okay, so before we go into the other stuff, I want to ask you something, because I've been seeing discourse about this, again, like every season, and I want your opinion.
Why am I not surprised?
Because I don't think we've actually taken a stance on this, and I want your opinion. So a lot of people have been complaining about a research breakthrough box, especially this one, because they don't think it's that good with all the Pokemon in it. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like saying, man, remember whenever research breakthrough boxes were good and they just talk about whenever it had a bunch of legendaries in it? Yeah. Now, would you rather have legendaries or this? Because honestly, to me, I'd rather have regular Pokemon or like more rare Pokemon than legendaries, because of the fact, I don't know, possibly it didn't feel like the legendary Pokemon just felt like, you know, I feel more, they didn't feel like, you know, you had to walk to get them. You don't, there was no chance to get, I mean, there was a challenge, but is it just ones?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a challenge. Anybody can complete a 7-day streak of, you know, turning in your daily research, you know, your research for your daily stamp.
I mean, the only challenge thing I can think of is like, depending on which ones you do, because, you know, you can be like, hatch 5 eggs, get a hard with your buddy, catch 3 Pokemon. Like, some of them can be a little bit difficult and be tedious. Other ones like catch 3 Pokemon, you can do that in like 5 minutes. So what do you think? Do you like them having legendaries in the research breakthrough box, or would you rather have like more rare Pokemon?
At first, I did like having the legendaries in there because it gave me a chance to fill up my decks. But and then now that we switched over from legendaries to a variety of Pokemon, I kind of like it better because, you know, it's nice, and then it's not like, you know, I wouldn't say it's repetitive, but, you know, it gives you a mix up every week whenever you complete your weekly research. It can give you a mix up on who you're going to get for that week.
Can I do a counter argument to what you just said?
Okay.
At one point, we had 5 legendaries in the research breakthrough box. Yeah. So they did give you a mix up, and now, okay, I personally like this setup, but I do see one... surprisingly, I haven't seen anybody make this argument, but this is a good argument to have legendaries in it. Mm-hmm. Role players that don't have anybody really to help them with raids and all that, especially 5-star raids, that could be the only good reason to have them in there, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only thing... that's the only real reason I can see is like, yeah, have them in there. But like, there are people saying like, oh, remember when they used to be awesome? I'm like... yeah, but it didn't make legendaries feel that special. Like, you know, you didn't have to walk for it as much. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me personally. You know, some of these Pokemon are good. Some of these Pokemon are not, in my opinion. Double, like, people are saying, like, who wants all of these non-chances? I'm like, Double, if you're a PvP player, Double is good. So maybe you don't. Maybe this one is going to be the good IVs you need. Mm-hmm. But you could always just trade it with, do a swap with your buddy for another Double, and maybe you can get the IVs for that. Or you can just get candies to get when for whenever you have a good Double. You can just max it out. Jingmo, it's a little bit of a rare Pokemon, so it's Sandygast.
Yeah.
They don't really spawn in the wild that much, so the more rare spawns. The other three, though, okay, in my opinion, I want to get those shinies. Goomy is a good legendary one. Hisuian Sneasel.
Pseudo-legendary, not legendary.
Pseudo-legendary, my bad.
Pseudo.
Pseudo-legendary, my bad.
Why are you saying Pseudo?
Pseudo.
Because it sounds like you said Pseudo.
My bad. I should probably enunciate it a little bit.
It's Pseudo.
Pseudo. Sudo?
Yeah, Sudo. P-S-U-E-D-O.
I don't know why I was adding it all to that.
Sudo.
Pseudo legendary.
There you go.
See, I always thought you pronounced the P, okay?
No. Also, I just beat Arlo in one try, so.
And you also beat Giovanni, didn't you?
Yeah. I'll send Brandon a screenshot later of my,
You sent me a screenshot this morning last night of Kyogre.
Yeah. No, I thought it was this morning.
Yeah, one of the two.
Just put it up right here. Yeah, 98 Shadow Kyogre.
And here's the thing, Jay's usually bad at these kinds of things, but I have not been able to beat Giovanni yet.
No, it was easy.
You know, that was the perfect time for you to say get on my level. Or something like that.
Nah, I'm good. I don't like to be cocky about it. Or rude.
I honestly was hoping you would have said it, but anyway.
No.
But anyway, let's go on to the Spotlight Owls.
Alright,
so we got March 5th, it's going to be Palmy, with the bonus of x2 XP for evolving Pokemon. March 12th, my bad, it's going to be Nidoran Female, who can be shiny with x2 Stardust catching bonus. March 19th is the one I find fascinating. Hippopotas, Vulpix, Snorunt, and Poliwag, who all can be shiny with the bonus of x2 catch XP. I don't know why they did it. There's no event around that area. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think there's an event announced yet for that one, because I'm like, why is that going to be like that? Then last but not least, March 26th, with Hoppin, who can be shiny with the bonus of x2 catch candy.
That's not bad.
All right, our 8 hours and our legendaries for the month are going to be... On the 14th and 13th, Tapu Koko, who will know the move Nature's Madness. At least I'm pretty sure it's called Nature's Madness. 90% sure it's called that.
Oh, yeah, I did see that the Ultra Beasts are back. So that's a few of them.
Well, the Tapu's on Ultra Beasts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Redact that.
Yeah, but we're probably all going to get... Well, actually, we'll talk about that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nature's Madness. And don't you have a shiny Tapu Koko? Or is it, I know you have two shinies of no, two Tapus.
I think it's Tapu Lele. Hold on, let me see.
March 20th is going to be Regice, who can be shiny. And if it's Tapu Lele, you take the last one.
Yeah, I got Tapu Lele. All
right, take the last one.
Okay, so March 27th is going to be Tapu Lele, who will know the move Nature's Madness, and it can be shiny.
Yep.
So, and it's a very nice shiny. It's probably one of my favorite shinies from the Tapus.
I say all the Tapus, I feel like, have a nice shiny because they just get, like, the colors just get, like, a little, like, they just, like, switch out the main colors for, like, black and all that. And it works out really well.
And then my favorite Ultra Beast shiny is, of course, Guzzlord.
Guzzlord. There's actually another one that we're going to get introduced to this season that's honestly pretty good. But what about the next upcoming event, Jay? Okay. Why don't you take it over for a little bit?
Okay, so our next event, which is going to be happening this Sunday, March 3rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local, is going to be Charged Up Research Day, and it'll feature Pokemon. It'll be featuring Pokemon and event-themed research, and it'll give you the following Pokemon as potential encounters. We got Chinchou, Electrike, Blitzel, Joltik, Heliotile, who all can be shiny, and they're also going to be having an increase to be shiny. And our wild encounters for the event are going to be Pikachu, Voltorb, Plusle, Minun, who all can be shiny, and you can encounter Himoga and Palmy in the wild.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. So, writing all this down and like getting all the notes for the episode.
Yeah,
I forgot what who Electric was until just now. I just remember who it was. It's the green electric Pokemon from Hoenn that evolves into Manectric.
Yeah, Manectric.
I was like, I always forget its name. Mm-mm. You saying it was like, oh wait, I know which one he's talking about now. I don't remember now.
Shame, shame, shame.
You want me to go over the next one, or are you still on a roll?
I'll still take it. And then there's also gonna be a time research costing 1 UZ or your local equivalent currency. And this feature is going will challenge you to complete field research tasks to encounter more feature Pokemon of your choice, which are Chinchou, Electrike, Blitzel, Joltik, Heliotile, who all can be shiny. They're also going to be having the same shiny rate as the ones from the field research tasks. And we're also going to be having a next event after this one.
Can I talk about the next event?
Sure.
All right, so our next event is going to be a collaboration and celebrating the release of the Pokemon Horizon anime on Netflix. Making the debut into the game is going to be Char Cadet and its evolutions. In order to evolve Char Cadet, you need to hybridize your buddy and defeat 30 psychic types to evolve it into Armor Rouge, or 30 ghost types to evolve into Cerulege. That's what you said, right? Cerulege?
Let me see. Cerulege, yes.
Cerulege, yeah. And you do not have to have Char Cadet beat them to evolve it. And you're also going to need 50 candies. Surprisingly, I actually used Char Cadet on my team in Cerulege, its evolution. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That Cerulege, if you don't remember which one that is, that's the purple knight looking one.
Yeah, I know which one, so I'm like, nice.
You know, honestly, I think I was, when him and Armourouge first got announced, yeah. I think I was more on Armourouge camp. But now I'm like, Cerulege all day, baby. And also, making the debut is Pikachu wearing Cap's hat, or Captain Pikachu as they call him in the Horizons anime, who can be shiny.
Nice.
And in the eggs, you see why I had to like take this, because it's Pikachu.
Yeah.
All right. And so in the eggs, Char Cadet can be found in the 2, 5, and 10 kilometer eggs. And after the event, it's only going to be in the 10 kilometer eggs. So I want to stop and talk about this for a second.
Okay.
So people are worried about this right now. You know why?
Why?
They're having flashbacks to La Vesta. And how we were thought it was going to be, how we were told it was going to be a rare spawn, then they changed it to like a super rare spawn or hatch. And because, like, you know, that was the first time.
It's Niantic. I would not be surprised if this is going to be another incident. If this is going to be the same incident like with Larvesta.
And see, and especially because Larvesta was one Pokemon that can be in the 2, 5, and 10 kilometer eggs.
Yeah.
Like the doing of Chocodet. Mm-hmm. So people are seeing those correlations and are panicking. I really hope it's not the case, because Chocodet and Cerulege, two of my favorite Pokemons from Paldea. But, yep, hopefully they learn their lesson. Hopefully they don't make it Larvesta level difficulty to hatch.
I doubt it.
I think I've only hatched one, actually. But anyway, the event bonus is going to be x2 XP for hatching Pokemon. Team Go Rocket balloons will appear more often, and surprise snapshots from characters and Pokemon from the Horizon enemies. So you're probably going to see Roy, Lika, Hospigatito, and Roy's Spray Coco.
Nice.
Okay, now this is one of my favorite things. The feature attacked any Captain Pikachu. I'm just going to call it Captain Pikachu. Mm-hmm. But it's a Pikachu wearing the hat that's going to be spawning this event.
Yes.
Any Captain Pikachu card will know the move Void Tackle, the Pikachu line signature move. Because, in the anime, he fights differently than Ash's Pikachu, because he uses Agility, Thunder Punch, Void Tackle, and I can't remember his fourth move.
Hmm.
So he has a different fighting style than Ash's Pikachu, because Ash's Pikachu is like Electro Web, Quick Attack, Iron Tail, and Thunderbolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so Ash's Pikachu originally knew Void Tackle, but they made him forget it.
Lame.
And replaced it with Electro Web, and I am to this day salty about that. To this day! I probably peaked my mic. I'm gonna check that real fast.
Yes, you
I did. I'm sorry, people, but. That was something
it can't be that bad.
That was something that disappointed me, is whenever they got rid of Void Tackle, because it's a signature move.
That's a damn shame.
And let's see, but anyway, and also, so for people that want to know about this, so Void Tackle is going to have a power of 90 and when used in battle. And if you use it in a PvP battle, it's gonna decrease defense by one stage. And I think that means your defense, not your opponent's defense. Wild encounters are going to be Scyther, Nosepass, who can be shiny, plus Spigatito, Fococo, Quaxly, Palmy, and if you're lucky, you can find Pikachu, Captain Pikachu, Alolan Grimer, and Beldum, who all can be shiny. In the 1-star raids, we have Captain Pikachu, Rhyhorn, and Rockruff. I'm going to be hunting for those two so much. In 3-star raids, we're going to have Chansey, who can be shiny, plus Noctowl and Metagross. Field research encounters are going to be Captain Pikachu, Skarmory, and Rockruff, who all can be shiny, plus Golduck, Spigatito, Fricoco, and Quaxly. The showcase is going to be focused around event-themed Pokemon. And I want to take this second to segue into something that just got revealed today by somebody on Reddit.
Okay, what's that?
So, you know how we have the... You know how we have the whole... You remember back in Auras, and for the people that don't know that, that's the Generation 3 remix, Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. You remember how you had the cosplay Pikachu? Mm-hmm. You can do Rockstar, which we have in the game. We can do Pop, which we have in the game. Pika Libre, we have in the game. There's one that still hasn't been that wasn't introduced yet until today, finally, by somebody.
What's that?
Professor Pikachu.
Oh, I did see that on what was it, on Instagram?
I saw it on Reddit, for me.
I saw it, I think, from either Couple of Gaming or Leaked Duck.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see if I can... Okay, yeah. So, basically, if you can get all the way up into Platinum on your showcase style, which you need to get first place, or I think you need to get first place in 100 Pokemon Stop showcases. I cannot say that for some reason. Then you get an encounter with Professor Pikachu. So I'm personally at 10 out of 100, so I need to get 90 more. I don't know about you.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but anyway, Jay, baton, pass it over to you. Nice. I can talk today.
No.
Like right before this.
Yes. Brandon tried to say something. And I was like,
I was trying to be clever and smart, but I just ended up being like,
He started speaking gibberish. Yes, just like now. He started speaking gibberish.
Alright, go on, Jay.
And so, Saturday, March 16th is going to be C-Day from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. And our featured Pokemon is going to be Litten. And it'll learn the move Blast Burn if evolved during C-Day or 5 hours post C-Day. And during the event, we're going Incineroar will learn Darkest Lariat. There's also going to be one USD ticket for the event. Our event bonuses are, you know, the same as usual. We're going to have triple catch XP, double the chance for trainers level 31 and up to get XL candy, double catch candy, lure modules, and incense, not including the daily adventure incense, will last up to 3 hours. We got 5 snapshot surprises, 1 extra special trade, and then 50% less Stardust in trading. We're also going to be having our 4-star raids from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And after beating if you guys don't know, it's going to be Torracat, which is the second stage of the Litten line. And after beating it, Litten will spawn for 30 minutes within a 0.18 mile radius. After that, starting on March 14th to the 28th, we're going to be having Weather Week.
Which I think is like 3 kilometers or like
point 0.2 something kilometers.
Yeah.
0.28 kilometers.
Hopefully I got this radius right, because I can't remember it, because they stopped telling you the radius. Because I guess it just assumed we remembered it.
Yeah.
All right, continue, Jay.
So after that, on March 14th to the 28th, we're going to be having Weather Week.
Which I bet you it's going to feature... Oh my god, what's its name? I have too many of its regular shinies, and not enough people want it.
I know which one you're talking about. Castform.
Castform, thank you.
Yeah. Raid Day is going to be... Okay, March 17th Raid Day is going to be featuring Primal Kyogre from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. And then Primal Groudon Raid Day is going to be March 23rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Both of those are going to be local time. There's also going to be Verdant Wonders and Zerut ticket events.
Oh, I forgot to put...
Zerut is going to be making its comeback via the ticketed event during the Verdant Wonders event, and that'll be happening from March 21st and ending on March 25th.
Oh my god, dude. I'll tell you about this later, but anyway.
Sure. And also, we're going to have World of Wonders takeover event from the March 27th to March 31st. And Shadow Mewtwo returns for a special raid day happening on March 30th to March 31st.
So, I'm going to say this real fast. So I think the World of Wonders takeover event, obviously, I'm pretty sure that's a Team Go Rocket event.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it's a takeover event, that's usually Team Go Rocket focus. Mm-hmm. And it's a return of Shadow Mewtwo. But anyway, what do you think of the Giroud coming back via a ticketed event?
I feel like they could have gone about it a bit better for instead of a ticket event, but it is what it is. If somebody missed out on getting Giroud the first time around a few years ago, now's your chance to get one. Or if you just want another one with better IVs, now's your chance. I'm kind of 50-50 on this one, to be honest with you. I might get the ticket. I might not. I still haven't made up my mind.
Yeah, all right. But also, I want to do talk about the next. So now I'm going to talk about some of the other season news, because we just basically went over all of March news. Also, I'm looking forward to the Primal Raids, because your boy needs a lot of Primal energy for his Hundo Groudon.
I do have a Hundo Kyogre.
Wait, you have a Hundo Kyogre?
Yeah.
When did you catch it?
Like,
you? I remember.
This is like, I thought there was like common knowledge on the show. Okay, on the show's lore.
Let's be honest. There's a chance I probably have said this to you like 3 times.
I know, Brandon. Your memory is awful. You don't have to repeat yourself.
Okay. Yet you sometimes complain about my memory.
I will complain. And
sometimes
about...
I will randomly remind you about stuff you forgot for a long time ago.
And your battery's dead.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it. Oh, actually, no. Never. Yeah. See, look, 2019.
Huh.
Actually, and then never mind, guys. I did Primal Evolve it. Primal Reversion.
Is it a Hundo?
Yes, it is a Hundo.
Oh, nice.
And this is one I almost transferred, but then I was like, you know what? Let me look at the stats real quick.
Well, see, I caught mine whenever the Primals were in the raid for the first time last year during GoFest, I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Ooh, I can teach you Origin Pulse.
Anyway, other season news is going to be the other sea days. Our classic is going to be April 7th. Our community day for April is going to be on the 20th. And May community day is going to be on the 19th. All right. So there's going to be theme stickers. And, of course, like every season, the spawns for all the areas change. I'm just going to go over the northern and southern hemisphere. I'm not going to go over the city, beach, mountains, and all that, because that's just a lot of info. But anyway, for the Northern Hemisphere, Hisuian Growlithe, Marowak, Bagon, Snivy, Tepig, and Oshawott are going to be, as well as Litten, who all can be shiny, are going to be spawning. Southern Hemisphere, Hisuian Vortub, which I just learned, I hatched a Hundo.
Nice.
Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile, Skarmory, Larvitar, and Electrek are going to be spawning in the Southern Hemisphere, who can be shiny. And now, like every season, we have an egg change-up. In the 2 kilometer eggs, we're going to have Togepi, Gatata, Solstick, Fletchling, who all can be shiny, and Larvesta. And then in the 5 kilometer eggs, we're going to have Lickitung, Sableye, Roggenrola, Skrelp, who all can be shiny, plus Larvesta. Our 5 kilometer Adventure Instinct eggs are going to be Gligar, Mantyke, Tortuga, Archon, Phantom, who all can be shiny. 7 kilometer eggs are going to be Alolan Vulpix, Galarian Slowpoke, Galarian Wooper, Galarian Wooper.
Let me get Paldean Wooper.
But Paldean Wooper isn't on that list. Hold on, I made a mistake somewhere. Okay, Paldean Wooper in the regular 7 kilometer eggs. Spoiler alert!
I wouldn't say spoiler alert.
Galarian Stunfix, who all can be shiny. And in the route 7 kilometer eggs, if you get those, Hisuian Growlithe, Hisuian Sneasel, Ponydeo, and Vullaby, who all can be shiny. 10 kilometer eggs is gonna be Gumi, Tornado. I mean, who can be shiny plus Larvesta and Frigiblax. Note: on March 11th, in the 10 kilometer eggs permanently is gonna be
Charcadet is going to be in the 10k eggs permanently March 11th.
Adventuring is going to be Dragonite, Dino, Gumi, and Tornado, who all can be shiny plus Jangamo. Our season bonus is going to be increased damage when raiding with friends, one extra free raid passed by spinning gems, increased XP for beating 1 and 3 star raids. Also, during the season, at some point in the 5-star Shadow Raids, we're going to have Raikou, Entei, and Suicune, who all of them can be shiny when in the Shadow Raids. And there's going to be a season-long ticket that's going to have 3 parts to it. And that's going to cost, oh my god, how much did it cost?
No idea.
can you check that on the shop right now? And that's going to be available from March 4th at 10 a.m. until Saturday, June 4th at 9:59 a.m. your local time.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's going to be like Season of Wonder taken on the shop.
No, I just have to charge up time research.
Let's see. Weird, I thought I saw it on my phone. But anyway, I think they said, if I can check the website real fast, I think it's going to be like 5 USD or 10 USD. Let's see. Season of Wonder. Oh my god, the camera's annoying me so much, Trano J. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to it.
Oh, they didn't see how much it is. I thought they did. But anyway, so some of the information of the Season of Wonder ticket, which is going to be, unlike they did the past seasons, where they release a ticket every month, this one's going to be all season long, which I'm like...
Nice.
Thank you for taking a step in the right direction.
So this thank is you. The Battle Pass.
Yeah, basically. Which I'm not... Okay, I didn't... Like, see, whenever games do Battle Pass, they usually make it for the whole season. Niantic was doing it for every month, which got annoying real
fast. I guess it's like a test trial.
Yeah. Honestly, I really wish we could buy these with Pokecoins instead of USD, instead of, you know, actual currency.
Yeah.
But
that's not a very cash money move of you, Brandon. How is Niantic going to make money if we don't spend actual money?
I mean, if they stop pissing us off, maybe we'll spend more money. Everybody's there pissing everybody off left, right, and center. But anyway, some of the research tasks for the Season of Wonder, it has been revealed. So, World of Wonders, Wonder 5 is going to be catch 20 Pokemon, spin 10 stops, chance for 10 Pokemon. That's going to get you 10 Pokeballs, 7 Pineapple Berries, and 7 Raspberries. That's going to get you 803 XP and the Ultra Beast Poly... How would you say that, Jerry?
Poipole?
I need to watch the Sun and Moon anime so I can see it, so I can figure out how to say it. Which is an Ultra Beast, and I think you will like its shiny, because it's shiny, especially its evolution. That's its shiny.
Nice.
And then its evolution, which is a poison dragon type.
Nice.
It looks like this. It looks like that, like a yellow jagger, basically.
Nice.
That one is nice.
I dig it.
Oh my god, woman notes that. There we go. But anyway, so... Oh wait, that's not what I was talking about. So anyway, then it's going to be 2 out of 3 is going to catch... it's going to be complete 7 research tasks. That's going to get you a Scorpy, explore 10 kilometers, Quillfish, make 20 Nisos. That's going to get you 5 Great Balls. Then it's going to be... 3 out of 5 is still still not been released. Which is nice. Let's see if I somehow make glitch the system and get a second one like I did like with
Cosmog.
I don't know how I did that, so I actually gotta check to see if they didn't like somehow remove it. But anyway, we're gonna have a Go Battle Weekend too, by the way.
Oh, nice.
That's gonna be on May 4th to May 5th from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. local time. It's going to be 4x Stardust for winning raids. You can do 100 battles a day, and you're going to get a Hala-style shoes, which is one of the kahunas of Alola. Now, before we end the podcast and all that, of course, we got to go over some of the stuff that we're not the experts of, but I'm trying to get become an expert of it to an extent. It's the Go Battle League updates. So I'm just going to go over some movesets in all honesty. So, if you become Ace ranked, you can get a Hollow Style shoes, Veteran ranked, Hollow Style pants, Expert ranked, Hollow Style short, Legends ranked, Hollow Style pose. And then let's see, scroll down a little bit more. We got, of course, move changes and all that. Mm-hmm. So some new attacks is gonna be Metal Sound, which is gonna be learned by Magnemite's line, Trash Cloak. Womadam, Bronzong, and the Clink line. A Psychic Wave, which is going to be a fast attack, is going to be learned by Mr. Mime, the Mischievous line, Lunatone, and Solrock, and Inkay line. Sand Attack is being introduced as a fast attack. That's going to be learned by the Sandshrew line, the Kanto ones, Alolan, Diglett line, Zigzagoon and Linoon, Trampinch's line, Cacnea's line, Stalnia's line, Hippopotas' line, Lillipup's line, Forfru, and Sandygast's line. I would hope that the Sandcastle Pokemon will know Sand Attack. Some new, and then you got some changes. Shadowbone got an increase of by 5 power to 80 power. Brick Break will not cast you more energy, but will guarantee you to lower your opponent's defense by one stage. Cross Chop is now going to be 55 power. Aqua Tail is going to be 55 power. And Water Pulse is going to be 80 power. And the energy cost decrease. So Gudra is going to learn Aqua Tail. Empoleon is going to learn Steel Wing. Feraligatr can now learn Shadow Claw. Galena is going to be able to learn Psycho Cut. Araquanid, thank you. Can now learn Water Pulse, Throb and Sock, Crocodile, Carbrawler's line, Hakamo, Kamamo, we're all on Brick Break, Diglett, Dugtrio, Kanto versions, Gravelor, Golem, Kanto versions, we're all on Mudshot, Starmie will on Size Beam, Coleo will on Drain Kiss, Lillip will on Bullet Seed, a Lillipede, the grass fossil from Hoenn, the one that looks like a plant.
Yeah, Lillip.
Lillip, thank you. Will on Bullet Seed, and Gastrodon will on Earthquake.
Not bad.
All right, you guys, that's honestly it. Everything Pokemon related. I'm just gonna double check one thing real fast, make sure nothing. We didn't forget anything because we did talk about the whole the Pikachu, Professor Pikachu, and all that because that got revealed. And all that. Yeah. Let us know what you guys thought of Pokemon Day. Honestly, I was surprised at the end. I was
holding out for hope.
Did I want Unova stuff? Yes. Am I happy I got something I wasn't expecting at all? Yes.
But I was holding on to hope, but it was good.
It was good. They didn't say anything about the anime, so I'm like, well, am I gonna be able to watch the Journeys now that you guys are gonna take it off Netflix soon? We're gonna watch Sun and Moon now that you guys don't have the app.
Good question, but we'll see.
So
what?
Oh, you go first.
No, you go. You were gonna ask me something.
So. What are you looking forward to in March, and what do you think of the stuff that's been revealed for the season so far, real fast, before we end the episode?
For March, I would say the Weather Week event.
Because that's whenever the Primals are back?
Yeah, and then I wouldn't mind some more Primal Energy, and then maybe a Hundo Groudon, or enough, what's it called, Primal Energy, that way I can have a both Shiny Primal Kyogre. Because I already got Primal Groudon. Shiny Primal Groudon.
See, okay, so what I'm looking forward to the reveal of Chocolate, because that's one of my favorite Pokemon from Paldea. I'm also looking forward to Captain Pikachu, because I want to try to get the Shiny, because I like to try to get the Shiny Pikachus, even though I realized I'm more of a fan of regular Pikachu than Shiny Pikachu. Mm-hmm. Typically.
Right.
I like the bonuses, especially the one star. We get more XP for 1 and 3 star raids. Because right. That means, like, you know, you can focus on them a little bit more. I'm looking forward to Rockruff coming back because, you know, I need to get all the shiny Rockruffs. Mm-hmm. I feel like March is just a good month. Honestly, may buy that ticket, that season long ticket.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Well, actually, I'm not even going to think about it. I'm probably going to do it anyways. But, yeah. And then for other news, I was throwing in for a loop for the new Pokemon Legends game, which I've heard multiple people pronounce it Z-A-Z-A-Z-A, and then other people are saying Z-Lambda.
Yeah, I've seen that one a lot coming about recently.
So I'm just gonna call it Legend Z. It's just for
simplicity,
and then I heard a theory that even though the entire game is going to take place within Lumia City, and some people are saying, like, it's like, yo, since Lumia City is based off of Paris, what if the entire game is
going to... The catacombs?
Yeah, the catacombs.
That's why I was going to make a video about that.
And now that I heard that, I was like, I would not mind that.
Well, see, Here's what I think. Hmm. I think Lumio City is going to be our base. Okay, here's the thing I'm having trouble with. Hmm. If it's set in present, if it's set in the future, that are they going to try to make it more open world? Because we already know everything's at and all that in Lumio City, in the Kalos region. So it's going to be like Lumio City is going to be our base, and which is going to be able to go to like other routes and areas. Like we're able to, because Jubilife Village was our base in Arceus, but we could go explore other areas. Yep. It's going to be something like that, but we won't be able to go to the other towns and all that. That's one thing that's confusing me,
I mean, I don't think so, because, I mean, if they're saying that the entire game is set within the city, I don't see that, you know, being part of it, unless, you know, we go for a different, unless we leave the city for the sake of the plot.
No, but see, like you know, going outside is going to be our dungeons we go explore, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like how somebody said, like, in one Persona game, everything takes place in, like, one city, but you go to other dungeons in area. Yes. Something like that. It's something like that, like other RPGs do.
Yes.
And also, okay, here's another thing. If it's set in the future, because, you know, we're not 100% sure if it's set in the future or past yet. There's theories going on for both sides. Mm-hmm. If it's set in the future, what are going to... Okay, so... In Legends of Arceus, you gotta pick between. You didn't pick any of the Sinnoh stars. You picked between Rowlet, Alola Stardle, Cyndaquil, Johto Stardle, and Oshawott, Unova Stardle. Are we gonna do something like that? Because back then, the Stardles for Sinnoh or Hisui was not established yet. Mm-hmm. And he said he got those from other regions he was at. The Professor Lavender, I think is what his name was. So, are we going to get something like that? Or is it, okay, here's three random stars from three different regions? Or are we going to do the Kalosaurus for one of our Pokemon, but they just have evolved to have new forms and all that? Or is it going to be like, you're going to get a Kalos starter and then two other starters you're going to choose from? Like, what's it going to be for the starter-wise? Mm-hmm. Or is it just going to be a different professor that's going to be like, hey, I'm not the region's professor, but I'm a professor researching here at the moment.
Yeah,
here's three starters that I have from three different regions.
Yeah, you can pick one. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I just happen to be in the neighborhood, but here, take a Pokemon.
I mean, Lavender was.
Yeah, but he, no.
Because he wasn't, yeah. I don't think he was from,
No, he's not, he wasn't.
Where was he from?
From a faraway region.
Professor Lavender, if that's even his name, I don't, Laventon. Laventon. He was from unknown... Original hometown unknown. Hisui, originally implied to be originally from Galar. Hmm. Okay, yeah, I knew he wasn't from... How did he come? He didn't have any Galar starters with him then. But anyway, that's it. That's something for another day. Anyway, you guys can follow us on Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram. Let's Go Pokemon TikTok on TikTok. Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on YouTube. And wherever you guys can find podcasts. Anything else, Jay?
No, that's about it.
All right, good luck shiny hunting this week, and we'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.